Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today I thought it would be a good idea to talk about the topic of teaching your child how to swim and whether that is an obligation or not. I figure it's an appropriate topic for a camp setting. The Gemara Maseches Kiddushin on Daf Chaf Tes quotes a brisa that lists six different chiyuvim. Well, actually, five different chiyuvim that a father has to his son. Ha'av chayiv bibno, lamolo, v'liftoso, v'lamdo Torah, v'lasiyo isha, v'lamdo umnos. To give him a milah, pidyon haben, teach him Torah, marry him off, teach him a profession, and then the yesh omrim, a sixth possibility, afla shita b'mayim, that he should also teach a child to swim. So it records this opinion as a yesh omrim that one has to teach a child to swim. The reason is mentioned in the Gemara and Daf Lamed and Beis in Maseches Kiddushin that chiyusehu, that's his very survival, his life depends on his ability to swim. Rashi explains why would his life depend on the ability to swim? Just go to a different activity. Don't go to swimming that day. So Rashi writes, Shema Yifrosh Besvina Vititba V'yistakein Imen Yodei Aloshut, that he might be on a boat sometime, the boat is going to capsize, and if he doesn't know how to swim, it's going to be dangerous for him. This is not only quoted in the Gemara in Kiddushin, it's quoted elsewhere in Chazal, it's quoted in the Talmud Yerushalmi in the first Gemara in Kiddushin, the Medrash Rabbah in Koheles, the Mechilta in Parshas Bo, it's quoted in the Zohar in Parshas Truma. So the word Lashut, though, is universally translated as to swim, and that's how we all know this Gemara. This is one of these Gemaras that have a lot of mazel, that everyone seems to know it, but it's not so clear that that's necessarily what the word means. The word also sometimes in Tanakh and Chazal means to coast or to float. Rashi on the Pasuk Shatu Am Velaktu, which describes how the people would gather the man in Parshas Baloscha, says Ein Shat El Lashon Tiul below Amal. It means to go seamlessly, smoothly, to be able to float on by. But nevertheless, it seems that people assume that this is the meaning of the word. Now, why was it so important for people to know how to swim? So Rashi said, because a boat could capsize, you could be out at sea, and your ship is going to sink. For those of us who are doing Daf Yomi, this sounds very familiar. This seems to have been an experience that the Gedolei HaTanoim had on several occasions. In the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, it tells us that Rav Gamliel said he was once on a boat and he saw a neighboring boat, which he knew Rabbi Akiva was a passenger on the neighboring boat, and the neighboring boat started to sink, and he figured that Rabbi Akiva had died. But then he later saw Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said, yeah, that when the boat fell to pieces, he took a daf shel svina, he found a raft aboard of the boat, and that Gemara was made famous by Rav Meir Shapiro, and then again by Rabbi Yisachar Frand, as a symbolic of a daf, to grab onto the daf as you're about to drown. But the very next Gemara, the very next line tells us yet another story. This time Rabbi Akiva, who apparently wasn't afraid of going on boats even after that experience, was on a boat and he saw another neighboring boat that was sinking, and he knew that Rabbi Meir was on that boat. And when he saw Rabbi Meir, he said, I can't believe you survived. How did you make it? Rabbi Meir said that he managed to ride the waves from one wave to the other until he washed ashore. And then at the end of each story, the Gemara says, Kama gedola divrei chachamim, that the Chacham knew to say that if it's a mayim shein lem sof, if there's no clear end to the water, you always have to assume there's a possibility of survival. Interestingly, neither of them said, Kama gedola divrei chachamim, that it's a good idea to teach your kid how to swim. Neither of them made that comment in that Gemara, which maybe is an indication that they didn't hold that there's such an obligation. It also seems that Rabbi Akiva didn't know how to swim, because while Rabbi Meir managed to swim to shore by riding the waves, which is swimming, Rabbi Akiva had to hold on to a raft. He couldn't swim, although swimming under those conditions is probably not so easy. So even though ships sinking is not so common nowadays, the obligation, the chora, if it exists, should not be any less nowadays, because if you look at the numbers, lots of people, unfortunately, especially children, have accidents where they drown in swimming pools, and it could be a very terrible thing if a person doesn't know how to swim. The problem with this Gemara and the fact that it's so famous and everyone knows that there is this obligation is that the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rif, the Rush, none of them quote this halacha. It is completely omitted from all of the codes. Now, the fact that the Rif and the Rush omit it is not all that surprising, because the Stechemed writes in Klalei HaPoskim that they always leave out a Yesh Omrim in favor of a Stam, and the Brisa quotes five Chiyuvim and then says, Yesh Omrim, to swim, so it's not so unusual that they would leave it out. The Rambam's a little trickier, because the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos does mention it. It's only in the Mishnah Torah that he does not mention it. So there are several approaches taken by Poskim. One approach is that there are some Rishonim that record an obligation, including the Bar Tanura and the Ravan, that you do have to teach a child to swim, that we actually Poskim this way. And they might say that it isn't in Shulchan Aruch, because it's Pashut. All survival skills are included in a parent's obligation. You have to teach your kid how to survive. The Enayim L'Mishpat, the Maseches Kiddushin, says that the Rambam omits the halacha because it's an Eitz HaTova, and it's his derech to leave out things that are not an absolute obligation, things that are only an Eitz HaTova, and this falls in that category. Something as an Eitz HaTova, which would explain why he does bring it in Pirush HaMishnayos, because he does think it's a good idea. In Tshuvas Dvar Eliyahu, he wonders why the Rambam didn't paskin it, considering that it's in the Yerushalmi, and he points out that in the Yerushalmi it attaches a Tana's name to it. And amazingly, the Tana who says it in the Yerushalmi is Rabbi Akiva, the same Rabbi Akiva that was in a boat that had capsized. He's the Baal Memra in the Yerushalmi. But that makes it more complicated, lahalacha, because even though we don't paskin like a Yesh Omrim, we do paskin like Rabbi Akiva Mechaveirav. Rabbi Akiva gets the vote in Psak. So in the Tshuvas Dvar Eliyahu, Simon Peivav, he explains, yeah, but it's a chashash rachok, and that someone is going to actually be in such a position, and Rabbi Akiva l'shitaso is choshesh l'miyut. And we don't paskin like that statement of Rabbi Akiva, so mela we don't paskin like the ramification of that statement, which is that one has to teach a child to swim. In the Tshuvas Binyan Sion, Simon Kuf Chav Hei, he was asked why the Rambam omitted this obligation. He was asked several things. Why did the Rambam leave out marrying your son off, teaching him a trade, and teaching him to swim? And he says, I don't know what Rambam you're looking at. He did not omit the obligation to marry a child off, because he writes in Isuri Bia Peruch Chafei Alacha Chafei that mitzvahs chachamim sheyas yadam banu v'bnosav samuch lupirkan, paraphrasing a Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Vav, where he says with a little more detail, not only that you have to marry your child off, but when you should marry the child off, when they're still somewhat young. So he does not omit it. He does not omit l'lamdo umnus, because he brings that in Hilchos Rotzeach. Parenthetically, he brings it, but he brings it. He says, if a person is miyaser es beno, he's punishing his child, kidei l'lamdo Torah, o chachma, o umnus, umeis pater. If the child dies, nebuch, accidentally, in the context of being disciplined, when he's teaching him an umnus, he's pater because he was doing a mitzvah, because mitzvah ka'avid. So the Rambam does mention teaching an umnus, and he says, and as far as the obligation to teach a child to swim, there is no such obligation. We don't pass him like that Gemara, and it's therefore no wonder that the Rambam leaves it out. So says the Binyan Sion. So basically three approaches. Some that say there is an obligation, others that say not an obligation, but certainly an Eitz HaTova, and what seems to be the majority opinion, that not an obligation at all. Nonetheless, as with all matters of education, a parent has a duty to educate their children to avoid dangerous situations, and therefore this would seem to be at least included in that broader obligation. But if that's the case, that it's just to avoid dangerous situations, why would swimming be singled out? So Al Pi Kabbalah, apparently, there's certainly value in this. The Bnei Yisascha writes that there's Kabbalistic significance to swimming. Apparently, the Arizal was able to understand many of the things that he was able to understand only in the context of water. So apparently, there's something very valuable there in terms of Kabbalah. But even Al Pi Nigla, Rav Eliashiv writes in his Sefer Divrei Agada, which admittedly, by its very title, you can tell, is not a halacha sefer. It's called Divrei Agada, that swimming is unique in that swimming requires action. That if you drop a piece of wood in a river, so what happens? It might float, but no one would say the wood is swimming. It just floats along and it lands wherever it lands. But to swim is to be actively engaged. And maybe this is a metaphor for how a parent is supposed to teach a child that no matter which way the tide is going, sometimes life demands active involvement, active engagement, in order to be able to survive, whether it be physically or spiritually. What happens, though, if you try? You hire lifeguards, you take the kid to the pool, and he just doesn't want to learn how to swim. At what point do you give up? So I was interested in this topic, and I came across a Sefer Divrei Ben Amram, which is a little kuntrus written by Rav Nosson Gestetner, the author of Lahoros Nosson. And he writes as follows. He talks about his father. It's called Divrei Ben Amram. It's a Sefer about his father. And he says, Zachorni kishayisi yelad katan. I remember when I was a little boy. Limed osi aviza loshut b'mayim b'mikvah. The father took him to the mikvah, and he figured that they didn't have a swimming pool, but they had a mikvah, so he figured he would teach him to swim in the mikvah. L'kayim divrei chazal v'kiddushin chavtesam and alef ha'av chayiv l'lamin esmenol oshiyatu b'mayim, trying to fill what it says in the Gemara. Alidei shakasho sivuchavel, he tied him on a rope, v'uhiksik b'ksayachavel, and he held on to one edge of the rope. V'herali heichlosh b'mayim, and he was showing me how to move my hands and my feet. Avalani hisyarasi, I don't know if that's a proper word, but he says, I was terrified. Loshut b'mayim, v'alkein hifzik avizal l'lamdeni. So my father stopped. I mean, at a certain point, since it's not an absolute obligation, the father stopped bothering him and he stopped teaching him. There's also an interesting discussion whether this applies to teaching our daughters to swim. It would seem that a parent has an obligation to teach life-saving skills to daughters as well. The pashut pshat is that although the Brisa speaks b'lashon zachar, of course it means to daughters as well. In fact, the Tshuvas Maram Shik or Chaim Sim Kuf Samech Gimel points out that certainly the chiyuv to teach an umnus would apply to a daughter as well. However, there is a kuntrus Kamani Odcha where they quote what they call tshuvas from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, which of course were not tshuvas; they were one-word answers. But they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, why does it say only teach a son to swim and not to teach a daughter to swim? And he writes, "Ein darka shel bas lihikanis l'mayim ha'amukim b'yam," that girls tend not to go on the deep end. That is very, very difficult to understand, because the Gemara wasn't talking about going swimming. The Gemara never would have conceived of a possibility that they were just stam going swimming, as Rashi explained. The Gemara said they were on boats, and it capsized. So it's not a matter of choice, it's a matter of situation. So pashtus is that one, to the extent that there is an obligation, it seems to be to apply to both sons and daughters. So in conclusion, it doesn't seem like there is an absolute obligation. This Maimar Chazal had a lot of mazel. Everyone thinks that it's an obligation, but certainly it is a fulfillment of a great Jewish value, and certainly it is something that should be encouraged. So everyone should enjoy the summer months, use the opportunity to make sure your kids know how to swim, and do all sorts of mitzvot and ma'asim tovim. Have a great day, everybody.